currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. Kirkland 2035. Many in the community know what it is.
I'm guessing it's some like master plan for the city.
Population growth and technology growth and job growth and, you know, they're probably building more, you know, houses and condos and businesses.
Probably what Kirkland's going to look like in the year 2035.
I believe that's a long-term city plan for neighborhoods and the development of the municipality.
I think that's the future for Kirkland, and I think it's going to be even bigger, even nicer. It's going to be number one on the list.
Some may be hearing it for the first time.
2035?
Yeah.
I live here 32 years and I have no idea.
I have no idea, actually.
Wow, that's a long way off. For me.
I don't know.
The future.
I'm not quite sure.
I just moved into the area, so I'm pretty new to it, but I'm guessing that there is some big, maybe economic development going on.
Maybe a shopping mall or something.
I think it's a street.
Oh, I think it's when we have the Cross Kirkland Corridor finished.
Some plan of some futuristic project.
For the past year, the city has conducted extensive outreach with the hope that everyone in the community knows about Kirkland 2035 and that public opinion is shaping Kirkland's future. As part of the Kirkland 2035 campaign, community planning days have been held to introduce the community to several long-range plans for the city, to receive input, and to share how ideas were integrated into the plans. Essential to the future planning has been the comprehensive plan update. The plan describes how Kirkland will continue to provide necessary facilities and services to accommodate job and population growth. Most importantly, it's a guiding policy document of the kind of community Kirkland wants to become, envisioned by those who live, work, recreate, and visit here over the next 20 years. Public input has helped to create a draft vision statement and draft guiding principles that have been reviewed by the City Council, Planning Commission, Transportation Commission, and Houghton Community Council. The draft vision statement and guiding principles came about through a unique visioning exercise where citizens were asked to describe Kirkland in the year 2035 using one word and to give input on key topics such as future transportation, economic development, and housing in Kirkland. The guiding principles form the foundation of the goals and policies of each element of the plan and have been defined around three main areas: livable, sustainable, and connected. The Kirkland 2035 campaign has also featured the Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan, the Park Recreation and Open Space Plan, the Transportation Master Plan, and the Surface Water Master Plan. The city is hosting Community Future Day on April 26th to showcase these plans, which are in their final review stages. Residents are invited to hear how these and other plans have incorporated the considerable amount of feedback and to help prioritize projects identified within the plans. The event will be held at Kirkland City Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The future was on the minds of more than 100 middle and high school students who attended the Kirkland Youth Summit recently held at Bastyr University.
Well, the Kirkland Teen Youth Summit is an event organized by the Kirkland Youth Council, and we're an organization that represents teens, and so this is kind of an event to bring together teens in Kirkland, focusing on the future of kids.
Attendees selected sessions geared toward their future in middle school, high school, and beyond. Middle schoolers learned about high school graduation requirements, advanced placement, Cambridge and Running Start programs, their digital footprint, and surviving high school.
A lot of the high school kids were just telling us about how to survive in high school and what were the good things to do and what weren't so good and how to apply what you know in high school into college.
Extra things like AP, Running Start, those sort of things I did not know much about. I had an idea of what those were. But honestly, like learning about those kind of things, I think will like definitely helped me make some future decisions.
High schoolers learned about choosing the right college, then surviving college, building a career in engineering or medicine, and financial survival.
Financial survival, which was a very, probably the best session we've had. Very useful.
All the credit and investments that you could do, and you can start even for like when you get old, the savings account and all that.
I thought it was really interesting hearing about the daily life of a doctor and how much time they have to put into being a doctor.
I felt like surviving college had probably the most valuable like information for me personally. Talked a lot about just like balancing all of the different aspects that go along with going into college.
Team participants were pleased with the summit and what it had to offer.
They're actually really nice and make it fun and really try to get you out of your shell. And it's a lot of interesting and unique ideas that they give you that you could totally do anytime you wanted. And it's just really great to get that knowledge.
They taught you everything you really needed to know for like the future of your life, basically.
The summit has been held since 1996 in alternate years. The curriculum is developed by members of the Kirkland Youth Council.
Well, the Kirkland Youth Council is a group of about 40 teens from all the areas in Kirkland, and they just have to live in the Kirkland area or go to a Kirkland school, and it can be a public school, private, homeschool. And so we represent all aspects of life and have tons of different interests throughout the group, and so it's a very diverse group. And basically, we're out there to represent teens in Kirkland.
To learn more about the Youth Council, go to www.kirklandwa.gov and search Kirkland Youth Council. Looking for the latest news about the Cross Kirkland Corridor? Sign up to receive monthly updates in your email at www.kirklandwa.gov/CrossKirkland Corridor and select CKC Updates. You may have noticed the green quarter mile markers that have been placed along the length of the corridor. They will remain during the life of the interim trail, which construction is expected to begin in June. By October, the interim trail will be complete with all-weather crushed gravel with improved road crossings and signage. Also, fencing for safety and wetland protection will be installed the full length of the corridor from 108th Avenue Northeast to 132nd Avenue Northeast. Remember, you can get updates on the CKC Facebook page too. Working in collaboration with the city, Regional Animal Services of King County will have a trained pet license canvasser in Kirkland neighborhoods in the coming months. The county has hired staff to conduct door-to-door canvassing to educate residents and ensure all cats and dogs are properly licensed. Canvassing was conducted in Kirkland last fall and is scheduled to start again in April. The canvassers will visit neighborhoods near the Lake Washington Institute of Technology, as well as the Juanita and Finn Hill neighborhoods. Kirkland's canvassers will be easily recognized by a county ID badge, business cards, and logo shirt and jacket. Canvassing will occur only on weekends from April through August and a few days in September. Kirkland citizens can purchase new or renew existing pet licenses online at www.kingcounty.gov/pets or at Kirkland City Hall, QFC stores, and vehicle licensing agencies. License applications can be found at city community centers, pet stores, local veterinarian offices, and libraries. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@KirklandWA.gov. We'd love to hear from you.